Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Today, all of our staff and one volunteer is going to share as we go through our ministries. Chapter 9 is for those who have a perfect knowledge of the Lord and trust in no other thing but the Lord God Himself. That we always know God will not abandon us, God will not leave us forsaken, but the God of heaven is a God of purpose, and He will fulfill His great purposes in us. We are treasures in God's kingdom. We're God's treasure. And so I want to share with you this morning to remember you are a treasure from God. PPCers, you are God's treasure, and God has called you to serve in His kingdom. And every person who knows the Lord as their personal Savior is called to join in the service of the Lord. We are all different. We have different gifts. We have different callings. We fit differently. But every person will grow as you know where you fit. If you only eat and never give out, you become obese. And we do not want to see spiritual obesity because we know God has called you. The more you give out, the more He gives you back. The stronger you become, the more powerful you become. Matthew 13, verse 44 says, the parables of the kingdom is this. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again, sold everything he owned to get money to buy the field. When we recognize that the more we give, the more resources, riches, blessings, power, strength, spiritual authority, even our prayer life is strengthened because we see how God is at work. And then the second part is, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for choice pearls. When he discovers a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it. The Lord Jesus Christ, He sold Himself. He died on the cross for what you have in you. And I want you to begin to walk in that strength and in that power and in that newness. But remember this, God has called you to serve. So you dig for new treasures so you can give out of your treasury. To invest in others, invest in the kingdom, invest in becoming a part of what God has in store for your life and for your future and even for the church and the generations. I'm going to ask you, remember God has a plan and a purpose over every life. I don't care who you are. You weren't just dropped off and you're supposed to just exist and then die. You were placed by God for His good purpose, and you are His treasure. Amen? This morning, we're going to have a number of staff share. We're going to have Samara is going to represent part of kids' ministry, the worship side. Pastor Ruby is going to represent kids' ministry, the word side. Pastor Nate's going to represent youth ministry. Pastor Stefan's going to represent Momentum. Pastor Ruth is going to represent Life Groups Growth and Seniors. Pastor Rob's going to represent Grief Share and Men's Ministry. Cherry Mungle is going to represent First Impressions. Nick, our facilities manager, is going to represent Safety Teams. Timothy Owens, Christy, and Leah are going to represent Worship Arts, Creative Arts and Production, and I will close off. This is a part of our service today, and each one's going to weave into Psalm chapter 9 the perspective of victory, of thanks, of justice, of youthfulness, of accomplishment, of golden years, God's mission, recognizing that God is with all, protecting all, and giving victory to all. Would you open your hearts this morning as we prepare to hear what God is doing, what God is saying? Thank you very much.
Worship is so important for our children because it gives them an opportunity to learn who God is, build a relationship with Him, and understand that worship isn't just something we do on Sundays. It's a way of living. When we teach children to worship from a young age, we're helping them develop a foundation of faith that they can carry with them as they grow. But for kids' worship to continue being a meaningful and engaging experience, we need more adult volunteers upstairs. Kids need adults who are willing to show up on time, encourage them, participate with them, and help create an environment where they feel comfortable learning and worshiping God. You don't have to be a teacher or have everything figured out. Sometimes, simply being present, encouraging a child, and worshiping alongside them can make a huge difference from now and eternity. So, if you're able to give some of your time, even occasionally, the ministry would truly appreciate your help. Investing in children's ministry is investing in the future of our church. And we need all of you to make that possible. Thank you.
Psalms 9, 1 to 2, Pastor Marie already read. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. In these verses, David is thanking God from a heart that is full of praise. His life story, his upbringing, had victories, faith in defeating Goliath, and there were obstacles, failures, challenges, and despite everything, he chose to give thanks to God. What brought David to this place? How could he proclaim, I will praise you, Lord? David learned the scripture. He learned the word of God. His family would have shown him the ways of God. Spiritual mentors would have invested in him, mentors like Samuel and Nathan. As a shepherd boy in the wilderness, he encountered God and saw his power at work. The word of God is the foundation that we need to build our lives on. Allow me to ask you, who influenced you towards God? My spiritual journey started at age 5 with an aunt taking me to Sunday school and a senior following up with me. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. Children's ministry is vital in introducing children to the gospel during their most receptive years. It contributes towards a strong spiritual foundation. It fulfills God's command to pass stories of faith and history to the next generation. We have a huge responsibility. We need to teach God's word so children can know him and make him known. We need people to model Christian living and do it with consistent commitment and with excellence. We believe that children are born with purpose. Scripture says that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, but we also know there's an enemy whose agenda is to destroy. Children are highly influenced by social media. We really need them to be grounded in the Word of God. Would you prayerfully consider investing in children? We need you to get involved. If you want to volunteer in children's ministries or would like to have more information, please come and see us today in the gym. We will be there to talk to you. God bless you.
Well, good morning, church. We are so excited for this new year of youth that we have starting up in the fall. And I want to share with you my verse from Psalms chapter 9, verse 7 to 10. It says, "The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." That is the kind of youth group that we are trying to build up, a place where students belong, where they encounter God, and a place where they find refuge in him. It's one of the reasons that we are so excited about the Hub opening up this fall, because we're believing that more than just a space for our youth to gather, we're about to see our community reached in a way that it's never been reached before, and we want to see people that have never stepped foot inside a church step into the Hub and have an opportunity to encounter God for the first time. We want to see our students being genuinely discipled. We want to see our students that are growing in their walk with the Lord. A lot of you people would know that sometimes you make your best friends coming out to youth on a Wednesday night. We are continuing even with our leaders in training program. We want to continue investing. Those that are ages 18 to 20, we want to continue to invest in them and help them grow the leadership skills that they need, not just to be leaders within the community, but also leaders within their church, within their friend groups, and things like that. I want to make a special shout out. We have a QR code on the screen here. All of my university, college, post-secondary students graduating and leaving us to get an education and making us sad, give a big wave. Big wave, big wave, big wave. I want you guys to scan this. I'm kidding. We are sad that you're going, but we're proud of you. But scan this QR code on the screen here. We want to know where you're going. We want to make sure that we continue to have a relationship with you. A part of our LIT program this year is going to be partnering you guys up with mentors so that even while you're away, we can still connect and continue to grow and disciple you. I want to make one more call to those of you that are not serving anywhere in the church yet. If you have a heart and a passion for young people, I want to encourage you to come find me in the gym after service. We are looking for volunteers, just like Pastor Ruby said, that are willing to invest in the next generation, invest time, invest effort, and invest prayer time and all these things. So if you are someone that's interested in working with young people, with youth, with our leaders in training, with our junior highs, grade 7 to 8 or junior high, then 9 to 12 for our senior high, please come find me. If you even have an inkling, some of you are sitting thinking, I don't know if I'm cool enough to work with young people. I'm proof that it doesn't matter. They let me know every Wednesday. You don't need to be cool to work with youth. You just got to love on them. Thank you so much, church.
Good morning, church. Pastor Marie read it already, but I'm going to read just real quickly Psalm chapter 9, verse 11. It says, sing praises to the Lord who reigns in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. At Momentum, we are dreaming and we've been building, and honestly, we cannot wait to show you what's next. New rhythms and there's new ways to connect. There's new spaces to belong in, to grow, and to actually be known. Not just show up and leave the same way you came in. That's not what we're about. We want to connect and know who you are because we believe that Momentum this fall is about real friendships that go beyond just the passing Sunday hello. You know those ones. Hey, how you doing? And before the person's even responded, you're on to the next thing. No, we want to have a community where 20 to 4-year-olds, they stop feeling forgotten and start feeling fully known by each other and by Christ. And listen, being on the younger side of our 20 to 40 age range, I recognize something about our category is that a lot of us, we are good at protest, but we are not good at praise. And we need to flip that script and be known as the praise generation. All right? And so mark it down. Whether you've been to Momentum before and you stopped, or you're interested, please come on out. We'll see you after service in the gathering room for Momentum Connect. But mark it down, tell a friend, bring somebody, because this fall, we're not just gathering, we're growing. Momentum is building, and it's going to be so, so good, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks, church.
Isn't that awesome? Christianity is all about a journey toward a destination, heaven, right? Where we're going to be with Jesus forever. However, spiritual growth is all about what we become on the journey to get there. And what we do here on earth to become like him affects how we spend eternity. So that's why it's such an investment to develop your spiritual growth. And here at PPC, we exist to make disciples who make disciples. And the kind of the intensity of this is a disciple who's actually following Jesus will automatically, with intentionality, make disciples. So the plumb line would be, if you're not making disciples, are you really following Jesus? Let's read the scripture that Pastor Marie read, verses 13 to 17 of Psalm 9. Lord, have mercy on me. See how my enemies torment me. And thank you, Pastor Marie, for praying for a sound mind. because that's sometimes where the torment really happens. Snatch me away from the jaws of death. Save me so I can praise you publicly at Jerusalem's gates, so that I can rejoice that you have rescued me. The nations have fallen into the pit they dug for themselves. Their own feet have been caught in the trap that they set. The Lord is known for his justice. The wicked are trapped by their own deeds. Selah. Pause and reflect. The wicked will go down to the grave. This is the fate of all nations who ignore God. This is why we promote spiritual growth. You can avoid some of the things that this verse talked about if you pursue God in your spiritual journey. And this is why we have life groups. Life groups is about connecting people. In our very DNA, the way you were made in the image of God, you were made to connect. You were made to grow. You were made to encourage. You were made to mentor. You were made to give guidance and receive guidance. That's just the way we are. And transformation cannot actually happen without community. A healthy life group is a safety net to keep you from being pulled by a worldly culture, evil ways, and the flesh, and is served to align you with the Word, kingdom thinking, and support. Time and time again, I've noticed in all the churches I've been in, no matter what culture is in your church, life happens, crisis happens. And many times, people have just been part of a life group. And when that crisis happened, those people gather and support you and pull you out of that miry clay, pull you away from the spiral of despair, discouragement, stinking thinking, and back to the awareness of the support of a loving Heavenly Father. Personal ministry is what Jesus gave us to do with each other. A few months ago, one of our own sisters passed away into the presence of the Lord, and she was part of a life group. And this life group was full of life. They ministered to each other. And I'm just going to show a clip of her celebration of life where her life group spoke about her. Listen to the community that you can sense during this video.
At this time, we invite her prayer friends to come and share.
Avis, my dear friend, thank you for being a steadfast sister in Christ and an inspiration to my own faith. Until we meet in glory, well done, good and faithful servant.
What an amazing person. I feel so lucky that she was part of my life and our prayer group. And though we feel she has left us, she is never really gone, for in our hearts and minds, her memories live on. I will always treasure the time spent with her.
She was kind, compassionate, faithful, and did not gossip. She honored her word and would keep a promise. You could tell Avis anything, and she did not judge. She kept her counsel and measured her words.
She was that friend I knew I could count on no matter what happened. Avis and I also shared a lot of ministry time together. We did greeting ministry for many years, and they always partnered us up together. Now she's in the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. No more pain, no more suffering. I love you, Avis.
There were so many times when we faced challenges in our personal and family lives, and we were able to support, to pray, to listen, and to be there for each other. It is very rare that you get to do life so closely with someone. I truly believe this relationship was a gift from God, and I will cherish it forever.
This is some of the many reports we get of people that are really connected, because life happens. And so when you're in that group and you are supporting each other, you're not alone. You're like Jesus with skin on. And you can support those people. So we want to encourage you to come. What we're doing this year is we're going to do life groups a little differently. We will always have our prayer groups. We will always have our Bible study groups. And when you come into the gym and sign up, there will be life group leaders there that would welcome you into their life group. But I want to put this proposal to PPC. Let's think out of the box. Let's actually do life groups differently. What about a life group at your work? What about a little support group in your neighborhood? What about a prayer group? What about a mission-focused group? So come and talk to us, because I believe that there's so many different creative ways that we can do life groups together. And if you're interested in leadership, you can let me know that too. I also want to mention growth. It's on Wednesday nights. This is where we really grapple with the Word of God. And we're going to have incredible discussions. We are actually going to dive into, on the 23rd of September, Psalms and dissect the Word and have lots of discussions on that. So this is what we got lined up for you. And seniors, I just want to encourage you, join us, usually the second Thursday of every month. This is your golden years, because to be honest with you, I think in the spirit realm, you hold keys that we need in order to go into our future. So God bless, and I hope you find a place here at PPC.
Thanks, Pastor Ruth. Pastor Ruth has highlighted, folks, no matter what season or place we are in this life journey, the golden years, a kid, a teenager, or those in the adulting phase, we've seen times of achievement, failure. There's been the highs, the lows, the twists, the turns, fear, exhilaration, appropriately described like a roller coaster. Some of those unexpected twists can leave us emotionally drained, physically exhausted, or financially empty. If I ask for a show of hands, if you felt that way, or you felt needy or poor, many of you would respond. Verse 18 says, "The needy will not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor will not always be crushed." Friends, God is in control. You said it earlier. God is always in control. The psalmist recognizes this. David prays, he pleads for God to judge those who oppose the godly. God's mission is loving his creation, and he provided that opportunity for humanity to be reconciled with him through his loving nature and the firm, just nature of God. The psalmist looks to God to deal with those who oppose righteousness or diminish the power of God. Who do they think they are? And then he says emphatically, "Arise, O Lord, don't let mere mortals defy you. Judge the nations so that the nations will fear you and see that you are the creator." Folks, we are the creation. We are subject to God. And while the psalmist states that, he says with confidence that the Lord sees the plight of those in difficulty, those that are not in a good position, possibly emotionally, financially, spiritually. And God will come to your rescue. The needy won't be ignored. The hopes of the poor will not always be crushed. The Lord is able to deliver in spite of the actions of those around us. Psalm 46 says, "God is our refuge and a strength, an ever-present help in our time of need." Folks, that roller coaster, that journey of life, we don't have to ride it alone. Pastor Ruth just highlighted that so well. Many of you have had to deal with death in your family or your friend's circle. That loss in our lives can cause us to lose hope. But I know that God is in control. I know that God is there. Here at PPC, there's also support and care in what can be our darkest time. Grief Share is a great resource to support those who have experienced loss. It's a safe place for you to listen, to find hope and healing. You may not always see it, but it's helpful to connect with those who've gone through similar emotions. Grief is not a journey that any of us want to be on or plan to be there well. I don't believe that we can conquer grief, but in the journey, we can allow God and others to walk alongside of us during these very difficult seasons. For more details about the Grief Share course, come and see us in the gym after the service, and there'll be more information for you. I mentioned a moment ago that the journey that we're on should not be done alone, and sort of in a different manner. At times, some folks, we try and do that journey all by ourselves. Well, we believe God provides people in our pathway that can encourage us and can increase that hope in our lives. Men's ministry is an opportunity for guys to get together to build relationships. Those building relationships don't happen quickly, but each time we meet, there's another building block, another step to help us in our point of need. Men, that roller coaster ride, we all know what it's like. It can be fun, but we can't always be racing around all the time and expect things to always end up well. Men's event, a Saturday breakfast, a Saturday lunch, away from the fast pace of the weekly schedule is good for us. Events are planned every 6 weeks or so, a variety of themes, mix of foods. September's event is a kickoff event, an off-site event at Lakeshore Pentecostal Camp on Saturday, September 26th. And there's more information in the gym, and you can come and see us there. Scripture says it's good when brethren dwell together. When that occurs, God's blessing is full. We are all human, God's creation, on a similar journey, mere mortals. But when we recognize who God is and embrace who we are, part of God's mission gets fulfilled. We are not ignored, and our hope is placed in Almighty God. God bless you today.
Today, we recognize the incredible volunteers who make this building feel like home, one being our First Impressions Ministry. In Psalm 9, verses 1 to 2, David makes four powerful commitments that mirror the heart of our hospitality teams. He says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name. Praise with all my heart. From the parking lot to the sanctuary doors, every person is made to feel welcome. You are the very first face of Jesus that people see. Tell of his wonderful deeds to our information desk and hospitality teams. By answering questions and guiding families, you are actively telling people that God has a place for them here. Be glad and rejoice. Our ushers and greeters don't just say welcome. Their smile shifts the atmosphere, breaks down walls, and comforts anxious hearts. Sing praises. Together, your kindness creates a beautiful prelude of worship before a single note is sung. We appreciate our First Impressions team. Now, as the church continues to grow, we want to expand this incredible team. If you have a welcoming smile, a heart for people, and a desire to be gladness David spoke of, we need you. You don't need a theology degree to change a life. You just need a willing heart to open a door. So if you want to be part of making a powerful First Impressions, please visit a table in the gym today. Let's build this house together.
Good morning, everyone. A quick show of hands and be honest. Do you feel safe going to church? Quick show of hands up or a woo, even a woo. Wow, okay. That's great. But if you didn't raise your hand, I would totally understand that too, because we unfortunately live in a time where churches, they need to be physically protected. And that's what our safety team is here to do at PPC. Whether it's out in the parking lot, whether it's patrolling the hallways and the kids' areas, or even right now we have someone watching the security cameras to the building. There's so many moving parts, but we do need more of you guys to help us out. Psalms 9:3 says, my enemies retreated. They staggered and died when you appeared. There are predators showing up everywhere, but how cool would it be if you could be used by God to be what makes those predators scatter? So if that's something that excites you or interests you, please see our table in the gym and online. If you want to connect with me, just email info@ppclife.ca and they'll connect you with me and we'll get you going. Thank you.
David declares in Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2, that he will worship the Lord with his whole heart and tell of all the marvelous things God has done for him. And as Christians, we are called to do that same thing. We're called to worship with our whole hearts and dedicate our gifts, talents, and passions back to God so that He can use us to make disciples. And this isn't in my notes, but for anyone who feels that they're untalented or doesn't have any gifts to offer back to God, that is a lie from the enemy, and I would ask you to pray about that and seek, because God can use us. He can use any talent that we have, right? Even if it doesn't seem like it. In worship arts at PPC, we are most effective in leading this congregation into worship when our hearts are fully set on God. And that means asking Him, Lord, You have blessed me. Now how can I share my gifts and talents to bless others and grow Your kingdom? And that's where that joy that David speaks of in this passage comes from. God wants us to enjoy life, to have fun, to be interested in the wonders around us, but He also calls us to serve Him with our entire hearts, which gives us that deeply rooted joy that the Bible talks about. And if you're passionate about playing an instrument and you're interested in using your talents in ministry, come chat with us after service in the gym. Thank you.
Psalms 9, verse 1 to 2 reminds us of the power that there is in worship and why we as a worship team stand on this platform. David doesn't start by talking about his battles, but he begins by talking about God's victory. He says, I will tell of the marvelous things You have done. I will be filled with joy because of You. I will sing praises to Your name. Every time we lead worship, we are declaring God's victory, not just in our own lives, but over every person that walks through these doors. Our songs are not just cute songs, but testimonies of the goodness and the faithfulness of God in every season. Our praise creates an atmosphere where people can encounter the God who still saves, heals, restores, and gives hope. A grateful heart worships God, not because everything is perfect, not because we have all the answers or we know what the next step is, but because God is faithful. He did it then, and He can do it now. As we worship, we place Him in His rightful place and believe for the victory that He has already won for us. We, as a team, are not just simply singing songs, but leading people into the presence of a victorious King. We don't come defeated, hoping for a miracle, but we come as children of God, worshiping the One who has already won the battle for us. In His presence, hope rises, faith is strengthened, and our hearts are transformed. This is why worship is so powerful. We are not trying to earn God's victory, but we're celebrating the victory that Christ has already secured for us. Victory belongs to the Lord, and through Him, there is victory for all of us. Meet us in the gym today if you're interested in leading people to a place of celebrating God's victory through worship.
So as we've heard, Psalm 9 verse 2 says, I will be filled with joy because of You, Lord. So I have found that the only way to find this true joy in serving is just to do it for God. A lot of what we do in production can be so technical that it doesn't always feel like worship. But I try to remind myself, I get to do this for God. And this reminder is so simple, but it's so powerful. If you feel called to any aspect of media, I want to challenge you today. Release any fear that you might have of, what if I accidentally put the wrong lyrics on the screen? Or what happens if the power goes out? Because this will happen. Instead, shift this fear, release this fear to the Lord, and shift your focus to, I'm going to do this for God because it's going to bring people closer to Him. And then once you release this fear, Tessa, see? Release your fear to the Lord and shift your focus to, I'm going to do this for God because it's going to bring people closer to Him. Watch how your heart posture naturally shifts when you remove yourself and you just focus on God. That fear that you had originally, it's going to dissolve, it's going to fade away, And just as the psalm says, you will be filled with joy. This is a promise from God. So if you are interested in any aspect of creative, behind the scenes, working with a really cool team, there's always space for you to turn your skill into worship.
And the last area that I need to share this morning is every Tuesday we have connected prayer. Once a month, connected prayer is in-house at 7 p.m. Every other Tuesday, connected prayer is online at 7 p.m. And we are very timely, and we have great people praying. Miracles happen. And we want you to know that prayer, all of us should be in corporate prayer. Some of you say, oh, I pray to God. You need to be a part of corporate prayer to grow in your prayer life, to learn how to pray stronger. And so we encourage the entire church, online, in-house, join us for prayer. All you need to do is get the Zoom link by connecting with us so that you have asked us to send you the Zoom link. That has to be a requirement. And secondly, on the Tuesdays that we're in-house, we have you out of here in an hour so that you can get back to your life's work and preparing for your journey. We want every single person to be involved in prayer this year and into the years to come. That's how we're going to make it in this world, and that's how we're going to sense more of the presence of God, the peace of God, the help of God. Our faith is going to increase. We're going to see more mercies, more victories, more things happen, but you need to join in. And we're not asking you to come to be that you are a prayer warrior. We're asking you to come and grow in prayer even as you sit amongst us who are praying. So we thank you for making that a priority in your life, online and in-house. May you see this as the Spirit of the Lord guiding you into what you need to do to grow in your life. That's all of our ministries. They've shared so well. Isn't it an incredible staff? Praise the Lord.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.